Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. More best bets for your night in sports. And a tip of the cap right at the top to our man Buckets. If you follow him on Twitter, you've already cashed 2 for 2 on his plays just moments ago. Freiburg going both teams to score. It pays to follow my crew. Now, we have no time to waste on this show. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You just watched him for damn near an hour on our college football mega preview. AB is here. And, of course, the speculator, Jason Spector, is here as well. Hey, speculator, I would love for you to start me off because yesterday we had NBA bettors that just couldn't help themselves. They started betting on hockey. Let's get back into our lane today. Start us off.
All right, we're going to start with some NBA, and we're going to go with one of the most surprising teams in the NBA so far, the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz are playing the Atlanta Hawks tonight, and we're going Utah +4. Our Sportsline AI model has Utah winning by 1 point, but we're going to take the points here because when the Jazz have been +2 to +5 spreads, they are 8-1 on the season so far. And the reason the Utah Jazz have exceeded our expectations is they play team basketball. In their top 10-man rotation, they have 6 players in double figures. And of all of those top 10, none of them exceed 25% usage percentage. They're a team where on any given play, anybody can touch the ball, anybody can score, and that is dangerous. On top of that, +4 is with the assumption that Trae Young is probably going to play, but he is listed on the injury report with a shin injury. If he does not play, look for this line to go to +1 or pick him. That's why we're going to lock in Utah +4 right now.
Well, they've been the biggest surprise. And everybody, that any NBA pundit out there, experts, like, are the Jazz for real? Well, they scored 139 against the Lakers. How about that? 139. Against a LeBron-less Lakers team. All right, so that's our first play for the show. I've got 3 big plays because tonight we have 3 more games in Maction, mid-season football. Now, we're going straight money lines across the board because the numbers are actually just pretty good. We're going to go Kent State money line, -122. They're playing Bowling Green. Kent State, our simulation to Sportsline, has them winning by 8. We're getting almost 6 points of value. Then Central Michigan money line. How about this stat? Zach Attack tweeted this out, that since 2020, and they have not seen this guy, Daniel Richardson, D. Richardson, 6-1 in midweek games, Central Michigan is since 2020. Buffalo hasn't played Central Michigan or Richardson since 2018. I want to make sure I have that right. We're going to take Central Michigan on the money line, -135+. Buffalo got blown the doors off last week. They are still licking their wounds, and they have to travel. Then we're going to go Northern Illinois, also on the money line, -113. They're taking on a Western Michigan team. The last 2 weeks combined, they scored 25 points. The week before that, they only scored 14. Their offense right now is terrible. I know Northern Illinois only has 2 wins. Tonight will be win number 3. All right, AB, bring us home.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're going to play off exactly what you just said. That's a great stat by our man Zach Attack here. We're going to play Buffalo. Second half team total over 12.5. Look, we hit it on Toledo last night, 13.5. What are the things that you're noticing during these midweek games? Scoring can come at a premium early. It takes a little time, a little bit of rust here to get these teams and these offenses going. However, what we expect is exactly, Coach, what you just said. Central Michigan, put up some points early, often. That's fantastic for us because Buffalo is going to put up points as well. You look at Central Michigan, they give up 130 rushing yards per game and 240 yards passing yards in the air. Buffalo will put up some points tonight, and they're probably going to do it if it's in a game script where they are playing from behind, which is what we love. So give us Buffalo second half team total over 12.5.
You're damn right. We just cashed the same bet on Toledo last night. They scored 14 in the second half for us to cash. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy Jake the Snake on the ones and twos. The speculators on the Jazz plus the four. They've been such a huge surprise. Then you heard AB, Buffalo, second half team total over 12.5. Let me quickly read you this tweet because I know I was all over the place on this stat. From Zach Attack, Central Michigan, with Daniel Richardson, is 6-1 in midweek MAC games since 2020 with four straight wins by double figures. Buffalo has never seen Richardson as they have not met since 2019. So we're going to go Kent State money line, Central Michigan money line, Northern Illinois money line. All those numbers are really good. All you got to do is win the game, and we cash these tickets. Ballin says, Coach, I think I owe you money. What's your Venmo? I'll get with you, Ballin. Don't even worry about
that's
that.
That's a nice problem to have.
It is kind of nice. I actually forgot. Hey, he wants to be a part of the showdowns. You got to pay to do it. So I get it, and I have not reached out to him. But with that being said, do not forget, if you missed the college football mega preview that AB and the boys just did, you can catch that on demand right here on this YouTube channel. Or if you listen on Apple or Spotify, we adore you too. You can download at any time. And with that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Speculator. Our five-tool player, AB, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're here every single day, at least two times a day, most of the time, three. We love to grind. We love all of you that take the time out of your day to hang with us right here at the Early Edge. And sometimes, we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.